I guess we'll bypass the song since we're a little later this evening. The book of Acts, chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. And I did bring a PowerPoint tonight because whenever you're dealing with the Apostle Paul's missionary journeys, it's good, even if you don't even know geography, to know there is some reason as to some of the things that are mentioned. We are studying the friends of Paul, and we have looked at Barnabas, we've looked at Paul quickly, we looked at John Mark, we've looked at Silas, and last week we began a study on Timothy. And Timothy, as we study him, we know that he, other than maybe Luke, stood by Paul's side right on through his ministry. And so I want us to look at this idea of the person of Timothy. Tonight we're going to just study his second and third missionary journey with Paul. So put the world up here just so you can see that's the world. But if you notice that circle right there, this is the area that we're talking about regarding the journeys of Paul. Of course, the Roman Empire was right there. You have, it's called the Rim of the Mediterranean, the rim of countries that surrounded the Mediterranean Sea, and we see that Paul went on his first missionary journey. And I only bring this slide up for the purpose to show that he went here, and it's here in Lystra that he led Timothy to the Lord. And they, of course, Paul and Barnabas went back. And Paul decided to go on another missionary journey with Barnabas. But Barnabas, if you remember, wanted to take with him John Mark, who quit on them in this journey. And we're told that Paul then went his way with Silas, and then Barnabas took John Mark. Well, we come to the third missionary journey. So I want you to get a sense of what's going on. Now, in Acts chapter 16, we saw that in verse 1, then came he to Derbe and Lystra. So after they had gone back, they came back through and they picked up Timothy. And as we saw last week, Paul decided that he wanted him to be a part of his ministry team. And this was really a turning point in the life of Timothy. I mean, you can imagine, as we said last week, maybe between 20 to 22 years of age, possibly 25, maybe a little younger, this young man gets to travel with the most influential Christian in New Testament, and that's Paul. And it's interesting because we see in this journey that he goes... And there's really nothing said too much about Timothy when Paul and Silas were jailed. And we see in chapter 17 where Paul goes to Thessalonica. If you'll see there in verse 1, now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica. And again, nothing is said there about Timothy. Now, there, he could have been with them, or he may have done some side ministries. We don't know. But one thing we do know is he was with Paul and Silas when they were in Berea. And in verse 11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scripture daily, whether those things be so or were so. Therefore, many of them believed. And we're told in verse 13 that the Jews of Thessalonica, now get this, and now this is what happens. So they get down here, and they get up here to Philippi, the Philippian jailer. They come down to Thessalonica, and then they're in Berea. All right? So this is in the second missionary journey. So I'm just explaining biblically, doing a little Bible study as to where Timothy fits into these journeys of Paul. Now we're told that in verse 13, when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached to Paul at Berea, they came in verse 14. Then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go, as it were, to the sea. Now, notice this. So here is, there they are in Berea. So they send Paul to sea, and Paul's going to end up in Athens. And the scripture tells us that that Silas and Timotheus, or Timothy, abode there still. And so here they are in Berea. Timothy is up here. Paul goes down to Athens. And we're told in verse 15, and they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timothy, or Timotheus, to come. So in other words, what does Paul do? Paul gets there and says, you know what? You know, the people that took him down to Athens, he said, go back and tell Timothy and Silas I want them to come. Now, it's interesting, he tells them to come with all speed. In verse 16, while Paul waited for them at Athens, this is when he deals with these philosophers. Now, we assume that that Timothy and Silas met Paul in Athens. We assume that if you go over to, now hold your hand in Acts and go over to the book of 1 Thessalonians. And in 1 Thessalonians, we're told in chapter 3, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Now, again, we shouldn't be too surprised. Paul has a very special place in his heart for these Thessalonians. And in verse 1 of chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians, wherefore when we could no longer forbear, in other words, Paul says, when you know, we didn't want to bear it any longer, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone. Now this is an interesting thing, because we assume by that statement that Paul and Silas and Timothy had come quickly to Paul. But we're also told that then, verse 2, and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you. So, what we find here is that Timothy goes back to what church? The Thessalonian church. Now, when we studied Silas, we saw there that he probably sent Silas to Philippi. But again, there's some conjecture there. But we do know that he sent Timothy to Thessalonians, to the Thessalonian church. And we're told here that Timothy then returns to Thessalonica, and we're told in chapter 18 of Acts. Now, hold your hand here. Go over to Acts chapter 18. We're now once again going to see Timothy, but where is Timothy? Now, notice with me in verse 1 of chapter 18. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to where? All right, so what we find here is now Paul and Timothy and Silas meet in Corinth. And interestingly enough, we're told in verse 5, and when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, so they had now joined Paul, and again, Paul's pressed in the Spirit and testifying. So this is when, if you understand that Timothy had reported that, boy, they really love you, Paul, and want you to serve the Lord, Paul writes 1 Thessalonians. A couple months later, he writes 2 Thessalonians. And so we're told that he arrives, and this is when we know that Paul then goes from here and he goes to Ephesus, and he spends about a year and a half in Ephesus and he actually goes there and goes down, comes back up, and we have the third missionary journey. All right, so now on this third missionary journey, if you look at Acts chapter 19, verse 22, so we now see Timothy again. And it says in verse 22, he sent unto Macedonia two of them that ministered to him, Timotheus and Erastus. And so here's Paul, and remember, of course, he is taught, if you look at chapter 19 and verse 10, this continued by the space of 2 years. Now, according to Acts chapter 20, and we're told in chapter 20, verse 31, Paul spends 3 years there. So he spent a year and a half in Corinth. He spends 3 years in Ephesus. And so while he's there, the Bible tells us that he then leaves and goes back to finish his missionary journey. And so we're told in 1 Corinthians, we'll look at that in a minute, that he actually is going to go back and be used of the Lord. So on the third missionary journey, we see that Paul comes back up. He goes past, you know, of course, they visit all these places, goes to Ephesus, and he goes up into Troas, and he goes back up to Philippi and Thessalonica, Berea, comes down to Corinth. He then finds out there's a scheme to kill him, so he then says, I better go back this way, and they do, and Paul goes there. So we could look at all the verses that do that to your delight, but I do want you to think that there is really a method to this journey. So that brings me to, and we're studying the person of Timothy, what is not only the travels, but what is the mission of Timothy. I want to give you 5 ministries Timothy had. Number one, if you go back over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, and while Paul is on that, when he first went down to Athens, verse 18 of chapter 2, he said Satan hindered him from going. Because he says in verse 18, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered me. You can be sure of something. Satan is always in the hindering business. And the Bible tells us in chapter 3 that he sent Timothy. But what was Timothy's purpose? Why did Paul go through all the trouble and say, okay, you've just spent some time up there, Timothy, go back? Why would Paul send him to go back? Well, it tells us for 2 reasons. Verse 2, he was to establish you. Do you see that? And he sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to what? Establish you. Now, think about this. You know, I think it's important that we understand the value of discipleship. You know, we many times say, okay, we see someone get saved. But Paul didn't just see someone get saved. He established a church there. And one of the great churches in the New Testament. And he establishes that church there, and he says, I want to establish you. The second reason in verse 2 is to comfort you concerning your faith. The word comfort there is the same word that's used that Jesus said, I will send you another comforter. Anybody remember what that word is? A paraclete. Someone who can just come alongside of you. And Timothy aided the believers in their trials. Verse 3, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. You know, people get under afflictions. They're, you know, this is why when people are in the hospital, it does make a difference if you would take some time to call them. It does make a difference when someone is going through a testing in their lives that not just the pastor, but that people care about them. And Paul says, I want to send somebody, Timothy, to go and just that you would not be moved by these afflictions. Because sometimes when things go rough, we want to quit. And he says, in verse 4, for verily when we were with you, we told you before that you're going to suffer. You know, and again, it's easy for me to get up here and say, yeah, if you're a Christian, you're going to suffer. But what do people do when they start suffering? And verse 5, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest that by any means the tempter have tempted you. So I really was burdened that you would bend under the pressure. And can you imagine Paul's joy when in verse 6, now when Timotheus came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and your love, and that you have good remembrance of us always. You know, it wasn't, glad he's gone. They wish they could help him. And again, all you have to do is study 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 to recognize that that church was a soul-winning church, that church was a suffering church that endured hardness, that church was in the Word of God, they meditated on the things of God. They had turned from idols to serve the living God, and Paul wrote all of that in the book of 1 Thessalonians and said, Jesus is coming. Now, it's important to understand that Timothy's ministry was to basically come alongside of people. You know, we don't want to keep our distance from people. You can see how anti-God COVID is. COVID says, stay away from people. God says, get close to people. Now, obviously, we don't want anyone to get sick. But as Brother Joe prayed, we have to think of creative ways to do that in this time. And that's why it was somewhat humorous to see Doug Bacharach say, yeah, God's hands are tied, there's nothing we can do. No, God can always do what He needs to do, but He does it not through just me, He does it through you. So, it's interesting that was his ministry. A second ministry that we see with Paul, if you go back to the book of Acts chapter, I'm sorry, let's go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. And notice with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Now, you see by us going through those journeys, Timothy had a connection with Corinth, he had a connection with Thessalonica, he had a connection with Philippi. We could also see that he has a connection with Colossae. And it's interesting, in 2 Corinthians, we're told that, where is it at? Okay, I have this written down somewhere. That, chapter 1, verse 19. Now, here's when, remember Paul was waiting for Silas and Timothy to come back. In chapter 18 of Acts, he comes and they go into Corinth and they start a year and a half ministry. But notice this, look in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19. Paul says, For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you, but notice these words, by who? By us. And he identifies it, even by me and Silvanus, which is Silas, and Timothy. So one of the ministries that Timothy had is a young preacher. Now think about this. Here's a young man. And he's traveling with these seasoned missionaries. And he is preaching the gospel. And as I mentioned in passing here a minute ago, he was kind of going and being an assistant and being used of Paul. And it's interesting how Paul had different people going and doing different things. Thirdly, he was one of Paul's steady assistants. Look over to Acts chapter 19. Now in Acts chapter 19 and verse 22. Now here's Paul, and when he was in Ephesus, verse 22, it says, and he sent unto Macedonia two of them. So in other words, Paul is saying, okay, now this is what's happening. Let me show you in this here. Paul is basically in Ephesus saying, I'm going to send a couple people ahead. And one of those people was Timothy. And it says here, they administered unto him. Literally, the idea is they were one of Paul's steady assistants. And really what's going on here, and again, I'm running out of time. Good thing I didn't try to do Timothy in one sermon. We'll pick up again next week with it. But the interesting thing is one of the things that Paul is doing, if you know anything according to the book of Acts, as a matter of fact, let me show you this. Look over to Acts chapter 24, verse 17. After many years, I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings. Now, if you remember, Paul is ordered to try to be a blessing to the Jews who sent him to go win the Gentiles. According to 1 Corinthians 16, 1 through 4, he was taking a collection. 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9, he was taking up a collection. And so probably what was going on here, Paul went to go and prepare these people, make sure the offering's ready. And he was somebody who was a steady assistant. And number four, I should have just not divided those. He collected the Jerusalem offering. The fifth thing that we see with him is that Timothy was a living illustration to how to follow your preacher. Now, I say that not because I'm a preacher and I want you to follow me, but one of the things that happens when somebody is a minister of God, people start bucking his authority. And if you go over to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and I want you to see this. Now, if you know anything about the Corinthian church, 1 Corinthians, was that a unified church like Thessalonica? No, it was a very divisive church. And there were people that were undermining Paul. Now, it's interesting because in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and verse 16, wherefore I beseech you, be ye what? Literally an imitator of me. And he said, you know, and of course we know other places, he says, follow me as I follow who? Christ. In other words, you don't just follow somebody to the end of the world who's leading you astray. Those are false teachers. But Paul basically says, follow me as I follow Christ. And he reminds us here in verse 16, be an imitator of me. But look at verse 17. For this cause have I sent unto you who? Timotheus or Timothy. He is my beloved son. He is faithful in the Lord and will bring you into remembrance of my ways, which is in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. So Timothy was a follower of Paul, and he followed Christ, and he goes back to the Corinthians in verse 17, I send him unto you. He goes back to them to say, listen, he's the real deal. Look what he did to my life. Look how I'm following God. You should follow him too. What a ministry. Sometimes a ministry is not always getting up and preaching at the pulpit. A ministry is just simply following God's man who follows Christ. And that was his ministry. Well, let me give you quickly his character. We're in 1 Corinthians 4. Look at here in verse 17. This cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my what? So probably Paul led Timothy to the Lord. But one thing we do know about Timothy, he was dear to Paul. And Paul cared about him. You also see in verse 17 that he was faithful. Boy, you need someone who's faithful. You know, it's easy to get excited and, I'm going to serve God! And then after a few weeks or months, you putter out and quit. Paul saw that with John Mark. Now, John Mark redeemed himself and God used him mightily. But Timothy was that kind of person who was just faithful to the Lord. Look at chapter 16 of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 10. Now, if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear. For he worketh the work of the Lord, as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him. Now, without trying to go into great detail on this, just for your further study, one of the things that we find out about Timothy is he probably was somewhat of a timid individual. And there was a tendency that if he got himself in a situation like what's going on in Corinth, that he might allow himself to be browbeaten by some arrogant people. You know, there are strong personalities. And there are people that are so strong, they intimidate. And Paul has to remind Timothy, you know, you just remind them that you know, you're not going to be intimidated. Now, we all know, I say we all, maybe you do, maybe you don't, 1 Timothy 4, was it verse 12? Let no man do what? Despise thy youth. Especially when you're a younger person. Someone can say, well, you're just a kid. You don't know any better. And Timothy, he says, be an example of the believer in word, in conversation, in conduct, all of those things, in spirit. So one thing that we'll see is that Timothy may have been somewhat of a timid individual. And then one other verse, and then we got to quit. Romans chapter 16. In Romans chapter 16, notice with me in verse 10. I mean, Romans chapter 16, verse 21. Now, Timothy, we're told, is somebody who is, in verse 21, Timotheus, my work fellow. So Timothy was someone who Paul, interesting, if you look at this, here's a list of names, and he lists Timothy first. And he says in verse 21, he is my work fellow. In other words, he was a true helper. He was somebody who worked with Paul, not against Paul. And we're told that Timothy was that kind of a person. So it's important that we understand, and we'll see more about him next week, because we're going to see what happens with Timothy after the three missionary journeys. But we're going to find that Timothy was not necessarily a strong personality, but a faithful, faithful person. And may God help us to be faithful fellow workers who imitate what true obedience to Christ looks like. Somebody who is very special in the Lord's work. And you know, folks, in the eyes of God, when you're serving the Lord, regardless of your ministry, you are special in the eyes of God. And I know you're special to me. And it's special to know that whether you're just a prayer warrior or whether you're somebody who does work in the sound room or whatever it may be, we need to have some Timothys. Someone who's going to be a fellow worker who stands by the stuff and doesn't quit. Our Father, we ask that you would work in our hearts. Help us to serve you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Guide us, Lord, and help us, Father, to understand that you are a God who helps us in all of our needs. And Lord, I pray that we would be like Timothy, that we would, regardless of our personality, recognize that we're dear to you. And that we should be faithful. And that we should be a true helper. And that we would serve you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming tonight.